സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
Page 78, verse 106.
ജാഗോ ഹി മഹതാം പൂജ്യഃ സദ്യോ മോക്ഷമയോ യതഃ.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദ ടോപ്പിക് ഓഫ് നിധിധ്യാസനം as a final sadhana in jnana yoga, most important sadhana. In Vedantic language we call nididhyasanam or contemplation, but in worldly parlance we can call it as meditation, Vedantic meditation, not സഗുണ മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ബട്ട് ആത്മധ്യാനം. വി ക്യാൻ കോൾ ഇറ്റ് ആസ് ആത്മധ്യാനം ആർ നിർഗുണധ്യാനം. സോ വേദാന്തിക് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ എന്നർത്ഥം. വേദാന്തിക് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ആർ ആത്മധ്യാനം ആർ നിധിധ്യാസനം ആർ കോണ്ടംപ്ലേഷൻ ആൾ ആർ സിനനിംസ് ഓൺലി. So Shankaracharya borrows almost Ashtanga Yoga steps, but Ashtanga Yoga is for beginners in initial stages of Vedanta study or before Vedanta study. Ashtanga Yoga only for beginners. The 15 steps what Shankaracharya is giving particularly only for Nididhyasanam. Therefore, this is only for advanced seekers or advanced students, those who have completed Shravanam sufficient for a length of time. Then these points or steps are relevant for those students where the student understands seeker is dissolved. I am the seer. I am no more a sadhaka. I am the sadhya vastu brahma asmi. The sadhakatva buddhi goes away. I am not a sadhaka. I am not a practitioner. I am not a person who is doing all sadhanams. Once I understand I am Brahman, the goal Brahman sadhyam is myself. I am the sadhaka. I am Brahman myself. Sadhanam is also cannot stand apart. There is no need of sadhanam. So sadhana, sadhya, sadhaka, the trayam will dissolve. So the practice is only this: I am pure consciousness, remaining in Atma Swarupam, reliving in the teaching, reliving in the teaching. So yama, niyama, we have completed. Everything is Brahman. That is the thought he has to entertain. That is called Yamaha. Sarvam Brahma iti vijnanat இந்திரிய கிராம சம்யமஹா. சோ எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் பிரம்மன் ஹேவிங் வித்ட்ரான் ஹிஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் அனாத்மா. தெர் இஸ் நோ அனாத்மா அட் ஆல், எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி. தட் இஸ் த யமா மீனிங் கிவன் ஹியர் பை சங்கராச்சாரியா. தென் நியமா ஆல்சோ, ஆத்ம சிந்தனம், ஆத்மா தாட் ஹேஸ் டு பி ரிப்பீட்டட்லி கம்ஸ் இன் த மைண்ட். விஜாத்திய திரஸ்கிருதி மீன்ஸ் அகங்கார திரஸ்கிருதி. ஐ தி அகங்கார லோவர் ஐஸ் ஃபால்ஸ் மித்யா. தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ நெகேட், ஐ எம் நாட் அகங்காரா, ஐ எம் நாட் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். திஸ் ஈகோ அகங்காரா இஸ் எ ஃபால்ஸ் அப்பியரன்ஸ். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் திரஸ்கிருதி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் அகங்காரா இஸ் மித்யா இஸ் கால்ட் விஜாத்திய திரஸ்கிருதி. அகங்கார திரஸ்கிருதி. சஜாத்தியா மீன்ஸ் I am Brahman, I am pure consciousness, I am the substratum, I am the source, I am enlivening, I am blessing the universe by giving Sat and Chit. Satta, Purti, Pradata, Aham, Mayeva Sakalam Jatam. So the Ahankara has to be dissolved, or Ahankara has to be almost like a salt doll merging in the water. The moment you put a salt, the spaticum, salt crystal, in the water, slowly it gets disappeared. No? It won't stand separately in the water. Similarly, this vijatiya ahankara pratyaya, sarira bhavana, mana bhavana, all this, my family, my possessions, satyatva buddhi, it has to be dissolved like a salt crystal. In which waters? Atma waters. In atma waters, ahankara salt crystal like, it has to be dissolved or melted. It cannot stand separately because it is mithya, it is unreal. That is called vijatiya tiraskritihi niyamaha. This is called niyamaha paranandaha. This is the highest ananda. Other than this, what ananda is there in the world? The ananda, Deepavali ananda, Deepavali sweets ananda, Deepavali sari purchase ananda, all are only pratibimba ananda. They are not parananda, they are para ananda. Para ananda means sari ananda, sweet ananda. Ananda is in para vastu, that is pratibimba ananda, that is not real ananda. But this niyama, vijatiya tiriskriti sajatiya angikaraha aham brahmasmi சஜாத்திய பிரவாகர். நான் ஸ்டாப் இட் ஹாஸ் டு ஃபுளோ. அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. தட் ஈஸ் ரியல் ஆனந்தா. நியமாத் கிரியதே புதைஹி. வைஸ் பீப்புள் ரெகுலர்லி தே பிராக்டிஸ் திஸ். பிராக்டிஸ் மீன்ஸ் தட் தாட் தே என்டர்டெயின் நேச்சுரலி, ஸ்பான்டேனியஸ்லி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 106, விச் வி ஹவ் இன்ட்ரடியூஸ்ட். தியாகா பிரபஞ்ச ரூபஸ்ய. தியாகா மீன்ஸ் நாட் சந்நியாச, டேக்கிங் டு ஆக்கர் ரோப், ரினவுன்சிங் ஆல் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் இனிஷியல் பிகினர்ஸ் தியாகா. தட் இஸ் நாட் த ரியல் தியாகா. த ரியல் தியாகா இஸ் தட் ரியல் ரினன்சியேஷன் இஸ் திஸ். Real dispassion is this prapancha rupasya tyagah. This anatma prapancha, nama rupa prapancha, badha means falsification. Tyagah here means renouncing. How you renounce? How you renounce? First you have to renounce your body. You cannot renounce your body. When you are in the body itself, you have to say, this body is anatma. It is a part of this matter universe. This body is unreal. It has no existence of its own. It borrows sat from me, the pure existence. Therefore, prapancha rupasya tyagaha. Never carry away by these worldly transactions, people, words, all are only pure ignorance. And I react and I am provocated by that. I am becoming so restless because of that worldly talks means what? I am giving so much satyatvam, so much reality to them. And I am nurturing that ajnana of mine and theirs also. First I have to remove my ajnana, not giving too much reality to these people, possessions, all these things. They are all within in like bubbles. In a fraction of seconds people disappear in front of us. They are struggling because of ajnana. Why I have to struggle? Why I have to be reacting? Why I have to be provocative? And why I have to be disturbed by them? Therefore, prapancha rupasya tyagaha. How is it possible? When I take chidatmatva avalokanat. That prapancha rupa, anatma nama rupa tyaga is possible only when I do the avalokanam, chintanam, understanding, clarity more and more about chidatma. I am pure consciousness. Chidatmatva avalokanam. The more I recognize I am atmaswarupam, the anatma, body, mind, relations, family, everything is insignificant. They are insignificant. I don't want to waste my time, energy for that insignificant bubbles like, you know. Why I struggle? Because I have lot of desires. Because I have a lot of expectations. Therefore, my desires, my expectations are only dragging me towards anatma. Therefore, drop your too many expectations and desires. The more kama, the more karma, the more karma, the more I have to do lot of interactions. The more interaction, the more you are going towards anatma. Knowingly, if you go towards anatma, do whatever you have to do, leave the rest. That is different thing. Managing with anatma without any disturbance, doing my duty without whether it works or not, I am not disturbed. I am not anxious. But I am doing my duty, that's all. Without disturbing myself, if I do, it is well and good. If I am disturbed and no sleep and family is disturbed, people are all disturbed, I am always restless, anxious, that means I am giving reality to anatma and suffering. I am away from my real nature, as it were. Even though I am Brahman, I am becoming a Brahman for time being to suffer. A Brahman, like that small child pulling his own hair and crying. Why to pull your hair and cry? Baby do not know that, but all people are doing like that only. Pulling all desires, kama, this, that, I want this, I want that, suffering. Why suffering for me? Because you are desirous of too many desires, how you are suffering? Therefore, akamahana. Give up desires for worldly things. The more I want, the more I suffer. Therefore, he says, chidatmatva avalokanat, by remembering my chidatma swarupam, mahatam pujyaha tyagaha, tyagenaike amrutatva manasuhu. I have family, so many, I have so many children, I have so much, so what? Therefore, you want to suffer. If I have family, I have two children. Those days, 8 children, 9 children. They never said, I have problem, I have suffering. Now, 1 child or 2 children maximum. For that itself, they are so anxious. Why? Small things sake, I have to be so much worry. So much worry I am under, always worry. Afterwards, sorry. Therefore, Mahata Pujaha Tyagaha, give up. Podum, I am so content, I am happy with myself. With whatever I have minimum, I am so happy. So everyone should feel envious of you. How you are happy? You are having only minimum things, but you are happy. That's what richness. That is called richness. Contentment is called richness. How contentment comes? Enakku venda, enakku venda, enakku venda ani sonna enna artham? Trupti. Lot of trupti because of tyaga. Therefore, lot of ananda. Parama pujya. This is to be honored. Tyaga, which is honored, taken great sadhana. Really, it is a great practice. Sadhyaha mokshamayaha yataha. Sadhyaha, instantaneously, sadhyaha, indeclinable word, sadhyaha, instantaneously, without any delay. Mokshamayaha yataha, because of which tyaga. Yataha means because of which tyaga. Prapancha rupasya anatma tyaga dvarena chidatma avalokana dvara yataha mokshamayaha bhavati. Moksha is so natural, so instantaneous, very easy for that person. Like that monkey, keeping hand in that small necked pot for veerkadal. Putting the hand inside and taking veerkadal while going, hand has gone inside like this. While coming with veerkadal, it has bulged hand. It is not coming out. By that time, that monkey, the person who want to catch the monkey, he is coming and thrashing. Putting a net, jalam. And it is playing according to his music. Why? Because of desire for veer kadal. We are also like that only. For a property, for a house, for this, that desire, we are holding on with our ahankara, going there. And vyadhi, jara, marana, by that time, all come and just occupy us. With a lot of worry, old age, everything. All these problems. Chage naike, give up. I don't want. I am happy with whatever I have. That's all. Even people, whatever they deserve, they get. Whatever you desire, you never get. This is satyam. What I deserve, what naturally has to come to me, it will come. I need not struggle, really speaking. This is fact. Namak theriyadu. What I deserve to get, definitely it comes to me. No one can stop. Whatever I desire, even I struggle day and night, whatever I desire, if I am not deserved for that, it will not come. It will not come at all. This is fact. If I know this, nimmadi. Nimmadi ungal choice. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Next sadhana for nididhyasanam is maunam. Fourth sadhana. 107.
Yasmadvacho nivartante. Aprapya manasasaham. Yanmaunam yogi bhirgamyam. Tadbhave sarvada budhaham.
Now Shankaracharya borrows from Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmanandavalli, 9th Anuvaka. It is given in footnote. There in Taittiriya Upanishad, yato vacho nivartante, that yataha he has taken here as yasmat, panchami. Yasmat vachaha nivartante. What do you mean by maunam? Maunam means two meanings Acharya gives here. Three meanings he gives. What we know, maunam means silence. That is one meaning that he gives in the later sloka. That is one meaning. But unique meanings for Vedantin, for Nididhyasana purpose, he gives. The first meaning he gives here. The second meaning he gives in the next sloka. Third meaning he gives in that next sloka. So three meanings. Slokas for Maunam Sadhana. Three slokas. First, Maunam means here Brahman. That is the meaning. Maunam means Brahman. Is equal to myself. So Brahman means Maunam, or Maunam means Brahman. Brahman means myself. Therefore, Maunam means myself. I am pure Brahman is called Maunam. What is this Brahman? Yato vacho nivartante. Words cannot describe. Brahman is like this. Brahman is like this. Words cannot reach to define Brahman. Words are incapable of describing Brahman. Words cannot give a description about Brahman. Why? It is a technical meaning. Reason is there. Words can reveal an object only when they fulfill certain conditions. Any word can reveal an object. This is so and so object. This is so and so. This person, this woman, or this man, anything if you want to say, five factors, five areas, like they have to be fulfilled. Then only that object can be revealed by a word. They are called Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. There is a cause, a karanam, nimittam. Shabda pravritti. Shabda has to function. A word, a padam has to work in the one field to reveal an object. It has to fulfill five conditions. Number one, that object must be in a substance, dravyam. The word can reveal an object when it is a substance. Substance is of two types, samanya dravyam, vishesha dravyam. This is called jati, samanya and vishesha. Manushyaha is samanya dravyam, general, generic, general substance. Among manushyas, woman, that is specific, vishesha dravyam. Trees, if I say, it is samanya dravyam. A tree is a tree can be revealed when there is a tree substance. And in particular tree I want to talk about mango tree or coconut tree, that is vishesha dravyam. A particular dravyam is called vishesha dravyam. So dravyam, it must be a dravyam first of all, and it must be a samanya dravyam, or it must be a vishesha dravyam. So, words can reveal only dravyam. It must belong to one species. And particularity I can talk about. So, it must be a dravyam. Then only the shabda can go and reveal that manushyaha, human being, a species, a dravyam. Then third one is, so samanya dravyam, vishesha dravyam, two. ఓకే. శబ్ద ప్రవృత్తి నిమిత్తంలో సా జాతి, జాతిలో ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్, సామాన్య అండ్ విశేష. దెన్ థర్డ్ వన్ ఈస్ గుణ. దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ విచ్ ద వర్డ్ వాంట్ టు రివీల్, దిస్ ఇస్ సో అండ్ సో, ఇట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ఎన్ అట్రిబ్యూట్ ప్రాపర్టీ. గుణ అట్రిబ్యూట్ ఆర్ ప్రాపర్టీ ఇట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ద వర్డ్ గో అండ్ సే వాట్ గుణ. హీజ్ అ టాల్ పర్సన్, హీజ్ అ షార్ట్ పర్సన్, హీజ్ అ ఫ్యాట్ పర్సన్, సమ్ గుణ మస్ట్ బి దేర్. దెన్ థర్డ్ ఓవర్. దెన్ ఫోర్త్ ఈస్ క్రియ. క్రియ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ సమ్ ఫంక్షన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ చైర్. వాట్ ఫంక్షన్? ఎవరి వన్ క్యాన్ సిట్ ఇన్ దట్. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది చైర్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ఫంక్షన్. స్క్రూ డ్రైవర్ యూ కెన్ అన్స్క్రూ, యూ కెన్ స్క్రూ, యూ కెన్ అన్స్క్రూ. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ డ్రైవర్. ఓకే, ఇట్ ఈస్ స్క్రూ డ్రైవర్. డ్రైవర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ డ్రైవర్. ఐ కెన్ టెల్ ఇంట్రొడ్యూస్ దట్ పర్సన్ డ్రైవర్. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ ఫంక్షన్, క్రియ. త్రూ క్రియ ఐ కెన్ రివీల్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. త్రూ గుణ ఐ కెన్ రివీల్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. త్రూ ఇట్స్ సామాన్య ధర్మ ఆర్ విశేష ధర్మ ఐ కెన్ రివీల్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. దెన్ లాస్ట్ అండ్ ఫైనల్ వన్, ఫిఫ్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ సంబంధ. యూ కెన్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ ఎ పర్సన్, హీ షీఈస్ మై మదర్, హీ ఈస్ మై ఫాదర్. రిలేషన్, త్రూ రిలేషన్ యూ కెన్, దిస్ ఈజ్ మై పెట్ డాగ్, సంబంధ. సో హీ ఈజ్ మై సన్, షీ ఈజ్ మై గ్రాండ్ డాటర్. త్రూ సంబంధ యూ కెన్ రివీల్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, దిస్ ఈజ్ మై హౌస్, సంబంధ. సో శబ్ద ప్రవృత్తి నిమిత్తమన్న జాతి, గుణ, క్రియ, సంబంధ, ఆల్ దీస్ మస్ట్ బి దేర్ ద్రవ్య. అదర్వైజ్ వర్డ్స్ కెన్ నాట్ ఎంటర్ దట్ ఫీల్డ్ అండ్ రివీల్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే మీన్స్ వర్డ్స్ కెనాట్ రీచ్ బ్రహ్మన్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్, టు టాక్, టు రివీల్. వై? బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ సబ్స్టెన్స్. బ్రహ్మన్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ గుణ. బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నిర్గుణం. బ్రహ్మన్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ క్రియ, అక్రియ. బ్రహ్మన్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ సంబంధ, బికాస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో సెకండ్ థింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ సంబంధ. దేర్ ఫోర్ శబ్ద ప్రవృత్తి నిమిత్తాన్ని కెనాట్ ఫంక్షన్ విత్ రిగార్డ్ టు బ్రహ్మన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే. వర్డ్స్ ట్రై టు గో అండ్ టాక్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్. After going there, how can I reveal this Brahman? Suddham Brahma, no guna, no kriya, no sambandha, no dravyam, it is not. Ettad adresham, agrahyam, agotram, avaranam, achaksha, shrotram. Such a Brahman, how can I reveal? Therefore, words came back. Yataha vachaha nivartante. You know, this is about Taittiriya Upanishad. Those students can recollect. Apraapya manasasaha. Words have come back. Mind is trying to think of, to thought of. Mind also cannot entertain a particular thought of Atma. Atma is like this. Mind also can think when there is some guna, some kriya, some sambandha, some substance. When they are all there, only mind can think of. Manasasaha. Words are coming along with mind also. Mind also cannot describe. So, the mind also cannot objectify Brahman through a thought. Just you objectify an object like a, with a thought. Tube light thought, vritti. Like that about Brahman, vritti cannot come and take place. A thought cannot come and see Brahman as an object. Brahman is not an object. Brahman happens to be yourself, the subject. Therefore, manasasaha. Therefore, people sitting in meditation, in the mind, I have seen Atman. How can you see Atma? Bluff. He do not know what is Atma. You cannot see Atma. It is unobjectifiable. Therefore, how can you see? Therefore, yat maunam yogi bhir gamyam. This maunam, this Atman, Brahman, myself, which is known as maunam here, turiyaha amatras chaturthaha. Maunam means what? Amatras chaturthaha. பிரதம பாதா விராட், த்விதீய பாதா ஹிரண்யகர்ப, த்ருதீய பாதா ஈஸ்வரா, சதுர்த்த பாதா துரிய ஆத்மா அஹமஸ்மி அமாத்ர சதுர்த்தா கிரஹ மாண்டுக்ய. ஓகே, யோகிபிர் கம்யம் மீன்ஸ் யோகி மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்ன அதிகாரிணாம், தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் குவாலிஃபைட். கம்யம் திஸ் பிரம்மன் which cannot be objectified by the mind, which words cannot describe, such Brahman which is called Maunam, that Brahman is myself, I am Maunam, this is the Gamyam, the destination to be own up, not to reach, it is the destination to own up, it is not away from me, it is me, it is not away from me, it is me. How far Brahman from me? Brahman is how far? 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers. I myself am Brahman. My higher nature is Brahman. But I am hooked to lower nature. I am hooked to lower nature. Drop that. Don't hook to lower nature. Own up, claim your higher nature. That is called Gamyam. Tat bhavet sarvada budhaha. That is the Gamyam to be claimed, to be owned up for Buddha, wise people, intelligent people, mature people. They all sarvada tadbhavet. Tadbhavet means Atma Chintanam. That is our Gamyam, that Maunam, that Atma Swarupam, I am. That is real Maunam, not talking, silent Maunam. ஓகே, தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் பிகினர்ஸ். பாலானாமன் சொல்ல போறார் அவரே நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக் ஆல்சோ அபவுட் மௌனம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். செகண்ட் மீனிங் ஹி கிவ்ஸ், வி வில் ரீட்.
வாசோ யஸ்மான் நிவர்த்தந்தே தத்வக்தும் கேன சக்யதே ப்ரபஞ்சோ யதி வக்தவ்யஹ ஸோபி ஶப்த விவர்ஜிதஃ இதி வா தத் பவேன் மௌனம் ஸதாம் ஸஹஜ ஸங்கீதம் கிரா மௌனம் து பாலானாம் ப்ரயுக்தம் ப்ரஹ்மவாதிபிஹி.
தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் டீல்ஸ் வித் ஆத்மா 108. செகண்ட் லைன் சங்கராச்சாரியா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் அனாத்மா. This is the second meaning of Maunam. Vachaha yasmat nivartante tad vaktum kena shakyate. How can you talk about that Atma when words are coming back? How can you talk about? Then you are talking so many years together about Brahman. Then what you are talking in? Struggling to talk, to communicate. Struggling, using the word, somehow managing and saying this Brahman cannot be described. To say, I talk, what? I cannot talk about Brahman. I go on talking about Brahman, saying what? I cannot talk about Brahman. Now what I said? Chabda pravritti nimittani. Using the words gazillion, no? Lot of words I am using. What? You cannot describe Brahman. Anirvachaniyam. You cannot describe about Brahman. Indescribable. Maunavyakhya prakatita. Upanishad teaching Brahman by Nishedha Mukha. This is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, by saying, after negating everything, what remains? That is Brahman. What description is this? This is not Brahman. I am asking about, tell me about Brahman. I cannot talk about Brahman. I can say what is not Brahman. Because whatever is not Brahman has got Shabda Pravritti Nimittam. Whatever is not Brahman has got Dravyatvam, Kriya, Guna, Sambandha. Therefore, I go on talking, what is not Brahman. Finally, what I say, all this what I have described, no, that is not Brahman. Then who is Brahman? The Brahman, the one who is negating everything, he is Brahman. Unnegatable negator is Brahman. Nishedha Mukha Dwara, Shastra is talking about Brahman. Therefore, Yasmat Nivartante Vachaha, from which Brahman, words trying to talk about Brahman, but they are telling, they are feeling shy. So shy, words. What can we do? We are working only in the field where there is substance, where there is Kriya, where there is Guna, where there is Sambandha only we can talk. But this Brahman is not having neither Shabda nor Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Arasam, Agandham. No Guna, no Kriya. Therefore, they are silently coming now. Not able to describe. Yasmat Vachaha Nivartante. When Vartaye, Shabdam is not able to describe, Tadvaktum Kena Shakyate. Tadvaktum, that Brahman, can be described by who? Who can talk about that? Therefore, you are happen to be that Brahman. No need of description about your existence. You are there or not? You are evident to yourself or not? Why you want a description about Brahman? Neera Brahman, nee ennani unakku theriyum illayo? Na irukken enakku theriyum. Adhudha Brahman. Vera enna description venum unakku? நீ இருக்கு இல்லையோ? ஆமா. நீ இருக்கேன்னு உனக்கு தெரியும் இல்லையோ? ஆமா. அதுதான் பிரம்மன். வேற என்ன டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் வேணும் உனக்கு? அப்புறம் வெனி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் இஸ் சப்போஸ் ஐ டாக் ஆல்சோ ஃபேட்டு, டால், தின்னு, லீனு, ஆல் திஸ் பிலாங் டு நாட் பிரம்மன். எனி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஐ கிவ் இட் இஸ் அப்ரம்மன். பிரம்மன் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஐ கெனாட் கிவ். தட் பிரம்மன் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி மை செல்ஃப். ஸோ ஐ ஆம் அனிர்வச்சனீயம். This is about Brahman. What about Prapancha? World? World also? Is there a world other than Brahman? World is appearance. Totram. Second line you see. Prapanchaha yadi vaktavyaha. Suppose Prapancha. World. You want to talk about the world? What is world? Tell me. World is a world. World is only a word. There is no prapancha at all. Saha api shabda vivarjitaha nar. World is also, it doesn't have satta of its own. Shabda vivarjitaha means anirvachaniyam, inexplicable. Shabda vivarjitaha means what? It is not available for explanation. Inexplicability of the world called Shabda Vivarjitaha. Satchet, if world is there, it should not disappear. When I go to sleep, total world is disappeared for me. Satchet na Badhyeta. I am negating the world in deep sleep. No world is, no Deepavali, no sweet, nothing. Dabbala sweet nariya irukku. And then sleep la? No sweet at all. What happened? It's not there. That means what? No description is available. Satchet na badhyet. If it is, world is not there totally na. If it is not there, how can it appear? Therefore it is there. Asatchet na pratiyeta. If it is totally non-existence, I would have not experienced it. Asat says, if it is totally non-existent, I would have not experienced. I am experiencing, but in deep sleep, In pranaya, it goes. It is not sat, it is not asat. Can you say world is existent or non-existent? You cannot say it is existent also. If it is existent, you have to say all avasthas, it must be existent. But it is not so. It is non-existent also, you cannot say. Therefore what? Anirvachaniyam. Sannapya sannapyubhayatmikano. Bhinnapya bhinnapyubhayatmikano. Sangapya nangapyubhayatmikano. Mahadbhuta anirvachaniya rupa. This maya prapancham also inexplicable. Brahman is also inexplicable. But yennada explicable anna? Unnume illayan. Brahman is also anirvachaniyam, you know, words cannot reach there. Prapancha also, it is neither sat nor asat, sadasat vilakshanam. Then how can you talk about the world? That is called shabda vivarjitaha. World is also anirvachaniyam. Brahman is also anirvachaniyam. This is called maunam. No description is possible. Either about Brahman, description is not possible. Or anatma maya prapancha also description is not possible. World existence is Brahman existence. World doesn't have separate existence of its own. But you are thinking it is there. That easiness of the world is easiness of Brahman. It is not the world. That easiness is not belong to the world. Understand. Therefore, snakeness is ropeness, not snakeness. Snake is not there. So, iti va tadbhaven maunam. Tadbhaven maunam means here we have to better never enter into any argument and artham. Tadbhavet maunam. Tat means vadana never enter into any debate. Vivada chagaha maunam. Never enter into any debate with anyone about Brahman or world. People ask, world is there? We ask, you are in which avastha? Jagrat avastha or sapna avastha? So people are in which standpoint they are asking? No, never say, give an answer to them. You say, I don't know. Simply, you say, I don't know. Why you have to enter into argument with them? Brahman irikara illaya? I don't know. You inquire, if you want to go, come to the class and study. I am struggling from past 20 years. To understand Brahman, I am struggling. Unnaku oru nimishamla na Brahman sollanuma? Nee kuda va class ku venum anna. Appadi sollanum. Anyhow, if you give answer also, he is not going to understand. Why? Vivada, vada, he argue further. Clear. Therefore, better not to enter into any vada. Tan maunam annaru. Iti va tad bhavet maunam. That is called maunam, not entering into any description of the Brahman or world. You cannot, because inexplicability. Satam sahaja sanyitam. Satam, for wise people, for noble people, for intelligent people, jnanis. Sahaja sanyitam, it is inseparable from atma. This world is inseparable from atma. Can you separate the ornament from gold? It is inseparable. When you are seeing ornament, you are seeing what? Gold. It is inseparable. Sahajam. As you are seeing ornament, you are seeing what? Gold only. So as you are seeing, watching, the whole world is nothing but satta. Satta you are understanding through nama rupa. Nama rupa is mithya. Satta you are grasping through nama rupa. We are leaving satta and going behind nama rupa, which is not there, really speaking. Where is word chair? Tell me. Chair of substance is not there. Mysore Pak. Where is Mysore Pak? Tell me. Mysore or Pak? That is only kadalamavu sugar. Ghee. Kadalamavu sugar ghee. Tell, show me Mysore Pak. No, Swamini. This is not Mysore Pak. I say this is kadalamavu. This is... this is only sugar, this is only oil, this is ghee. Where is Mysore Pak? Swamini, this is only Mysore Pak. No, I want Mysore Pak. You are giving kadal maavu to me, mixing with ghee and some sugar. Like that, all Deepavali sweets you have to analyze like this. No single sweet or mixture is there other than kadal maavu. Or maida maavu, edo or maavu. அந்த ஸ்வீட் பேர் சொல்றேன் இல்லையோ, அது பொய். இட்ஸ் நாட் தேர். தென் வாட் யூ ஆர் ஈட்டிங்? ஐ எம் ஈட்டிங் சுகர், ஐ எம் ஈட்டிங் கடல் மாவு, நாட் மைசூர் பாக், நாட் குலாப் ஜாம். திஸ் இஸ் ஃபேக்ட், ஐ எம் நாட் ஜோக்கிங். ஓகே, சகஜ சங்கீதம், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சகஜமா இருக்கிறது. என்னென்ன சத் 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 சத்? குலாப் ஜாம் ஈஸ், மைசூர் பாக் ஈஸ், மிக்சர் ஈஸ், தீபாவளி ஈஸ், தீபாவளி பிரசாதமா? அது என்ன, அது என்ன பிரசாதம்? தீபாவளி மருந்து ஈஸ், எல்லாம் ஈஸ் தான். ஈஸ்னஸ் ஒன்லி சத்தியம். வாட் அபவுட் தேர்ட் மௌனம்? அது இருக்கு. கிரா மௌனம் டு பாலானாம் பிரயுக்தம், தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் சாதகாஸ். கிரா மௌனம் என்ன? வெர்பல் சைலன்ஸ். Verbal silence on Thursday, on Monday, on Friday, or any day for you. Suppose some people select one day. Maunam, verbal silence is only for Balanam. Initial stages la sadhakasaki oru sadhanam adu. Adu vandu Balanam sonnar parungo. And the maunam is not for advanced seekers, not for Vedantic students. That is only sadhaka. Still you think you are a sadhaka? Continue. Paravade. ஏதோ ஒரு மௌனம். ஃபேமிலி பீப்புள் வில் பி ஹாப்பி இஃப் யூ ஆர் டூயிங். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் பாலானாம் பிரயுக்தம். ஹூ சேஸ் திஸ்? பிரம்மவாதிபிஹி, வைஸ் பீப்புள், த நோவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன், த பீப்புள் ஹூ டாக் அபவுட் பிரம்மன், திஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன் இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிகபிள். தே சே திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் மௌனம், வெர்பல் சைலன்ஸ், இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் பிகினர்ஸ், இனிஷியல் ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் சாதனல பண்ணுவான். அதெல்லாம் to recognize this maunam. Next shloka. Now maunam is over with this shloka. Then fifth sadhana, deshaha.
Adavante cha madhye cha, jano yasminna vidyate, ஏனேதம் சததம் வ்யாப்தம் சதேஷோ விஜனஸ்மிருதஃ.
திஸ் இஸ் த யூனிக் பிரசன்டேஷன் ஆஃப் சங்கராச்சாரியா. பியூட்டிஃபுல் பிரசன்டேஷன். யூ வோன்ட் கெட் எனிவேர் திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன். ஃபார் நிதித்யாசனம், திஸ் ஆர் த 15 steps. If you understand thoroughly and contemplate its real meaning, it is very very easy to claim that your real nature is Brahman. Now deshaha means, normally for meditation we prescribe deshaha, that ka indriya nigraha, indriya nima, mano nigraha and buddhi sthiti, manasthiti. All steps we have given, no? Desha sthiti, kala sthiti, asana sthiti. No, desha means what? Vivikta deshi lagvasi. Vivikta desham, nirjara pradesham, no? You sit and do meditation. Desha, no? Not top, not low, clean place you should do meditation. Generally we say that. But that is not the meaning here. I am Brahman all pervading. எனக்கு என்ன ஒரு தேசம், பர்டிகுலர் தேசமா for meditation? For particular place I need to do meditation, contemplation. When I have understood I am substratum of this whole universe, I am the adhara of this whole universe, na poi or pakkathula moola mukkarunne I am Brahman, I am Brahman nu solluvena? Adella initial stages la. LKG UKG lessons they are. Desha sthiti enna. Now here desha means atma. How? ஆதாவந்தே ச மத்யே ச. ஆதி மீன்ஸ் பிகினிங், அந்த மீன்ஸ் எண்ட், Madhya means middle. Yena idam satatam vyaptam saha deshaha. Beginning, end and middle. Satatam means pervaded. Pervaded by what? The beginning, middle and end, entire thing pervaded by Brahman. That Brahman is called Deshaha. The entire Nama Rupa Prapancha is pervaded by Brahman. That is called Deshaha. Adavanti cha madhye cha janaha yasmin na vidyate. Janaha means people. Yasmin Brahmani. Yasmin means in which Brahman. Yasmin Brahmani janaha na vidyate. In which Brahman people are not there. People not there means jivas, beings. All these nama, rupa, people really speaking, they are not there. Yasmin Brahmani. Yasmin Brahmani means there are only appearances upon Brahman. Yasmin Brahmani. Really speaking, janaha na vidyate. In which Brahman, all these jivas are names and forms, all objects, nama rupas are appearing in which Brahman, that Brahman is called Deshaha. Really they are not there. They are not there. Ippudhan kadalamavu Mysore Park. I told you. Like that, you say a house is there. Where is house? House is nothing but bricks, cement, sand put together. Now tell me, where is house? I want house. You are showing bricks, sand, cement you are showing and telling to me my house. I say there is no house. You are showing a sari. Deepavali sari, Swamiji. 5,000. I said it is thread. You are showing thread, not sari. Show me sari. This is called sari, Swamiji. Hey, you are showing me thread, silk sari. Cotton sari, cotton thread you are showing. Sari, that dravyam is not there. Thread alone is there. House word is only word. House substance is not there. The entire Yasmin Brahmani janaha na vidyate. That person is there. What is that person? What is that person? Tell me. Subramanya Swamini. What is Subramanya? Is not there. Only legs, hands, eyes. Where is Subramanya? Janaha na vidyate. Am I right or not? This is correct. It's only just assemblage of chemicals, bundles. That person, so and so. My grandson, my granddaughter, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my chittappa, periyappa, engyappa, appa. Bundle of chemicals, bones, flesh, blood, put together, assemblage of lot of flesh, blood, put together and showing my chittappa, my periyappa. Janaha yasmin brahmani. Satta. Satta alone is there. That satta is deshaha. Yasmin brahmani nama rupa janaha na vidyate. Really speaking, go and analyze. Think. It's not just my words. This is true. This is fact. Each and every object what you are calling by name, you ask that object is there. Show me. Where is pot? In the pot vidakudadu. Pot is there, pot is there, say. I say pot is not there. Clay alone is there. No, Swamini, pot is there. Show me pot substance. I am showing. Hey, you are showing me the clay. You are showing me clay and telling pot. I want pot. Yasmin Brahmani pot na vidyate. That Brahman alone is Deshaha. Deshaha. What is there everywhere? Tell me now. Brahman alone is there. That is called Deshaha. You want a particular place for meditation? Tell me now. You are that Brahman. upon you all nama rupas are superimposed. Desha also superimposed. In you only desha is there. Desha kal avadibhyam nirmuktam. I am Brahman, in me desha word is there. In that nama rupas are superimposed upon me. That's what he says. Adav ante madhyenar. Nothing is really born, nothing is really destroyed, nothing is not there in the middle also. It is only an appearance. Part was not there, part will not be there. Therefore, adav ante cha yan nasti vartamanepi tattatha. Therefore, madhyale kuda vannuve kadiyadu. Enna irukapana? Sattu. Sattu da irukapana. That is called deshaha satatam vyaptam. Fully pervaded by yena idam satatam. Idam means isam jagat sarvam yena, by which Brahman it is pervaded. Saha deshaha vijanaha, that Brahman is called deshaha or vijanaha. Which Brahman really janams are not there. Names and forms are not there. Beings are not there really. Therefore, I am what now? Vijanaha. Vijanaha. I am janarahitaha. Vijanaha. This is called prapanchopashamam. Seventh mantra of Chandogya. Mandogya. Prapanchopashamam shantam shivam advaitam. By Brahman alone, every mithya padartha is pervaded. Next shloka.
Khalanat sarva bhutanam brahmadinam nimeshatah kala shabdena nirdishtah shakhandananda kodvayah
Now, the sixth one is Kalahana. Nididhyasanam. Brahman is called Kalaha. Since Brahman happens to be myself, I am Kalahana. Time principle you are talking. Kala niyama for meditation and all. The Kala is Brahman. Why? Kalanat sarvabhutanam. Kal means kalayati, to create, to produce. Who is the producer of all beings, upon which all beings are appearing as though produced? Kalanat sarvabhutanam. Who are they sarvabhutanam? Brahmadinam. Brahmadinam means Hiranyagarbha onwards, Chaturmukha Brahma onwards, Yaksha, Kinnara, Gandharva, Manushya, all beings, animals, birds, everything, all species, all other objects. Nimeshataha, Nimeshataha means in a time of winking. Unmesha Nimisha Utpanna Vipanna Bhuvanavali. Unmesha Nimisha Utpanna. Utpanna means creation. Vipanna means pralayam. Creation and pralayam within fraction of blinking time. That is called creation. That is called dissolution. The moment you open your eyes, creation appears. The moment you close, disappears. Kalanat, kala shabdena nirdishtaha. Brahman is called as kalaha, because of which everything is as though produced, as though created. It is only manifestation. So Brahman is called Kalaha. What type of Brahman? Akhandaha. Divisionless. Akhanda Ananda. The one who is Ananda Swarupam. Advayaha. Secondless one. Indivisible Ananda Swarupam. Brahman. Who is the one upon which everything is appearing. What? Kala also appearing. Date of birth also appearing. all appearing. Kala kalaha. More in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.